The time is 9 minutes past eight here with, it says in the papers, is Valerie Cox.
Fine Gael will suffer. That's the chill warning on the front of the Irish Sun this morning, and it comes from an interview Deglan de Bredon has with Lucinda Creighton. I think the public are very angry, she says. You can sum it up in two words, broken promises. Children of farmers are three times more likely to go to college. That's the headline on the Irish Independent, which dips into a new report from the Higher Education Authority. Catherine Donnelly says it puts the spotlight on how one's address and family background remain significant predictors of whether or not you will get a degree. Also on the front page, abortion case girl got lost in the system. It says the HSE was informed that there were serious concerns for the mental health of a young woman when she was 14 weeks pregnant and actively seeking abortion. The Irish Times leads with this story and says the revelation raises new questions about the HSE's role in her case and why she was not referred at this stage to a GP, who could then refer her on to a psychiatrist under the terms of the Protection of Life During Pregnancy Act. Maurice Houston says most parties will agree that on this occasion the Act failed to offer guidance to doctors on the most appropriate response to a request for termination that is made on the cusp of viability when a pregnancy approaches 24 weeks gestation. The Irish Examiner leads with another medical story. Catherine Shanahan reporting that patients not fit for day surgery could end up going under the knife because a significant number of hospitals do not routinely conduct pre-operative assessments to identify potential risks. For two of the tabloids, their lead is all about Pat Kenny, who, according to the Irish Daily Star, has signed a megabucks deal with UTV Ireland that will net him a massive $1 million over 5 years. Pat's new Late Late Show, says the Irish Daily Mirror. Spider killed my hubby, says the Sun. An Irish dad of five died after being bitten by a spider while watching a movie. Pope, I may be forced to quit, says the Irish Daily Mail. On his papal plane returning from South Korea, he spoke about his death for the first time, giving himself 2 or 3 years to live. He also indicated that if his fragile health deteriorated, he might follow his predecessor Benedict by retiring as Pope. In other stories, Sam Griffin in The Independent says Irish airlines have been put on alert amid fears that seismic activity at Iceland's largest volcano could cause a new ash cloud. The Times continues its series on country life. Tim O'Brien has been to Finnay on the border of counties Westmeath and Cavan, where 3-year-old Cara Fitzsimons is the only pupil signed up for September's intake of junior infants in the local national school. But the small number of young children is only one fact of life in Finnay, writes O'Brien. The Philadelphia Rose, Maria Walsh, was last night crowned as the Rose of Tralee. But a letter writer to the Times, Frank Byrne from Dublin, says obviously it would be churlish to complain about an annual parade of pulchritudinous ladies participating in a personality contest. However, perhaps the time has come to consider a similar competition for male contestants. I suggest the Thorn of Tramore has a pleasing ring to it, he says. And all the papers report that Rose of Tralee host Zahi O'Shea underwent the Ice Bucket Challenge on Monday night. This involves raising funds for charitable causes by dumping buckets of ice and freezing water onto the participants. Two of his nominees, Ryan Tubridy and Marty Whelan, both underwent the stunt on air yesterday morning, writes Fiacra O'Kyunny in The Examiner, although he notes that RTE bosses will perhaps be less than pleased at the thought of its top stars sneezing and spluttering.
Valerie Cox, it is 13 minutes past 8 o'clock.